We are hearing a lot about vaccines these days, whether it's the one we do have for seasonal flu or the one everybody's crossing their fingers for to deal with COVID-19. This is Lisa Berry, and Michigan Medicine is involved in two different efforts to find such a vaccine. And we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Dr. Dan Call, a professor of infectious diseases at the University of Michigan. Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So Michigan Medicine's involved in two different vaccines. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah. So all of these vaccines that are under development that have reached phase three trials, which is the final phase where we try and determine whether they work and get some additional information on safety, we don't know among those candidates which are going to be effective or which might be more effective than some other potential vaccine. And so we certainly want to offer multiple different options and learn about multiple different vaccines at Michigan Medicine.
How encouraged should we be that we're at phase three?
Well, I think we can be encouraged. We won't know until the studies are completed and that there's adequate follow-up time, and that's going to take a number of months. But the earlier phase one and two data looks very promising. The data that was collected in non-human primates, so basically chimpanzees, did show pretty good protection against getting COVID. So they pretty much look as good as they could at this point, but until the studies are done, we won't know for sure.
How much competition is there for finding the vaccine? It seems like there's a lot of different companies and organizations involved in that effort.
Well, you know, I think that in general, it takes 10 years or more to develop a vaccine. And so companies are working furiously at a pace that they've never worked at before to get these things tested, make sure they work and are safe as soon as possible. I don't really see it so much as a competition because the world is going to need billions of doses of vaccine, and no single company is going to be able to manufacture that many doses. So I think it's a very good thing that there are multiple companies, both in the United States and based in other countries, who are working to develop vaccines using various different technologies. So if one candidate doesn't work, there may be another one that's effective.
Could we possibly end up with multiple forms of vaccines for COVID-19?
I think that's likely. I'm hopeful that more than one and hopefully well more than one of these candidates will prove to be effective. But there may be differences, for example, in how long that efficacy lasts. There may be differences in potential side effects or how well one vaccine works in a certain group of people. In addition, some of the early candidates require that the vaccine is frozen at very cold temperatures, like minus 70 degrees Celsius. So that's going to be a whole lot harder to distribute, even in the United States, where those kinds of freezers aren't necessarily widely available. So there's a lot of little technical issues like that that make it important to have multiple vaccines.
Depending on who's talking, we're hearing different scenarios as to just how close we are to having a vaccine. And you said something that usually typically takes 10 years, so you haven't been working on this that long. Could you give us a time frame of how close you are, at least at Michigan Medicine?
Sure. And to be clear, we are part of large efforts,
right,
that involve scientists and pharmaceutical companies and others really around the world. But in general, the FDA has held relatively firm in a way that I think is good. And so too have the pharmaceutical companies, in that it's really not in their interest to have a vaccine licensed prematurely that isn't safe or doesn't work. No company really wants to be in that situation.
So if you had to pick a month or a date, what would you say?
I would think that it will roll out in phases, and this is really just a guess, but I would hope the end of this year, early this year, and the plans are will probably look something like beginning with first responders and healthcare workers, and then moving forward to older people who may be at particular risk of severe COVID, and then perhaps younger people with risk factors. Because of the politicalization of this whole pandemic, I think there are many people who are highly suspicious about these vaccines. So there's really going to need to be an education effort so people understand the work that went into looking at efficacy and safety.
At Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor, are you looking for people to take part in trials for these vaccines?
We are, and we're extremely interested in making sure that the people who enroll in our trial represent the population at large and that look like the people who are getting COVID and come from communities that have disproportionately suffered from COVID, because if folks from all different communities, from all different backgrounds don't enroll, then it will be hard to know for certain that it's effective in all those communities.
That's Dr. Dan Call, Professor of Infectious Disease at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.